So our fourth presentation is on consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables among older adults in New Orleans. And presenting for her group is Jeanette Gustat. She is with the Department of Epidemiology, the Prevention Research Center at Tulane University in New Orleans.
Thank you. Hello. It's a pleasure to speak to you today at this session. I have no relationships to disclose. I'd like to just reiterate some of the things that people have talked about, issues related to reduced produce consumption, specifically with mortality and morbidity. Reduced produce consumption is related to a host of things: cardiovascular disease, diabetes, depression, Alzheimer's, cataracts, dementia, the list can go on. And as we know, life expectancy is increasing. We're going to see more individuals with these conditions. So we know it's important that healthy lives, lifestyles include these things like fresh produce to have increased health and a quality of life as people age. However, there are many barriers to getting adequate consumption of produce as people age. And so several, Dr. Tung has just mentioned, the personal issues such as being male, having health issues in addition to general health issues, but oral health issues, having lower incomes and food insecurity, as well as social issues, as he mentioned, your social network and isolation and getting assistance from others. I'd also like to introduce environmental issues such as where supermarkets are located and transportation to and from those stores, as well as store characteristics such as the price of items in foods, as well as just getting around the store and how easy is it for people with decreased physical ability to get around the store. Research has also shown there's a difference between perceived and actual distance when talking to elders about how far they believe a store is from their location. And that's important to assess rather than just looking at the distance, but how far they believe it for themselves, whether they have any stores in their neighborhoods. In addition to their just working with older adults, there are issues in urban settings, as I'll be discussing here in New Orleans, but there are disparities in where stores are located and food access by race, income, as well as age, and the types of stores that locate in different types of areas. Corner stores are more likely to locate in low-income areas, and these kinds of stores will be less likely to have a wide range of produce at good prices for people. New Orleans also has been having documented low food access for a number of years now, and through our own data and through the census data, I've provided the most recent data that we have about twice as many residents per grocery store than the national average, so that indicates we have some food access issues. We also have median incomes well below the national and state averages. Additionally, we have a greater proportion of adults 65 and older living below the poverty line, with about twice as many adults 65 and older below the poverty line than the national average. We wanted to look at factors related to fresh produce consumption in older Americans or New Orleanians. Particularly. So we did a random sample address-based telephone survey of 3,000 households in New Orleans last summer. We identified the main household shopper to conduct the interview with. It was a brief 15-minute interview. We assessed how they got to where they shopped, where they shopped, how often they shopped, in addition to a brief food frequency questionnaire and background information on all individuals. So we looked at fresh fruits and produce consumption in a couple of different ways, sort of who was getting any serving, as well as categorizing it to getting four or more servings per day, yes or no. And we started out looking at five or more servings a day, and there were so few doing that, so we moved it back to get four. And we debated whether to look at any fruits or vegetables, so whether it's fresh, frozen, or canned, but then we realized the importance of getting the produce, and so we just wanted to concentrate on that and looked at it in terms of four or more daily servings of fresh produce. Our statistical methods include means and frequencies, chi-squares, and t-tests for our bivariate relationships. We did logistic regression models to fit, to look at variables related to fresh produce consumption. And then we looked at four different age categories, less than 50 years, 50 to 64 years of age, 65 to 74, and those 75 or greater. We had an issue. My last point there is a lot of people refuse to give us their income information. 38% of the folks, and that's a huge amount, and potential for a ton of bias there. So we ran all of our analyses with and without our income variable in and didn't see the relationships changing. So we were reassured with that, but still we had a lot of missing data on the income variable. This is a description of our results of the basic characteristics. We've got, most of the sample, 75% a little bit more than 75% were female, as we expected. We're getting the main household shopper, and that's often the female. Over half were black, and you can see the differences by the age categories there. This is a more highly educated group than we expected, and I think it had to do with our landline-based telephone methodology that we used. So nearly, 45% were college graduates or higher. Only a third had low income, or less than $20,000 a year. But you can see differences across age, and the lower income, there's a higher percentage of lower income individuals in the older age groups. Only about 10% overall were on government assistance. And you can see across the living alone category, it greatly increases across the age group, with nearly 48% in the oldest age group. There was quite a bit of car access, so across all of the age categories. And self-reported health is excellent or very good. You can see also some changes by the age group. In terms of grocery trips per month, on average, people were making about 7.5 trips to the grocery store per month, and this was not different by age group. However, the servings or consumption of produce per day consumed, on average, as I mentioned, was about 2.5 or 2.7 servings for overall groups, but you can see the decline as the age group increases, and this was significant. So looking at consumptions of various foods by the different age categories, we're looking at the first row, four or more daily servings of fresh fruits and vegetables, whereas 30% of the youngest age groups are getting four or more servings of fruits and vegetables. Less than 11% are getting it in the oldest age group. And you can see for salty snacks, sweet baked goods, and this is not daily, this is any consumption versus none for these other categories. Again, some variation across the age groups. We are not able to assess total calorie consumption because of the methodology. It was just a limited food frequency. But this does show, we were focused on the produce consumption, that there's quite a bit of variation by age group with what's being consumed. Looking at the bivariate associations with all these factors related to whether or not they get four or more servings of produce a day, several things are highly significantly related. So increases, produce consumption decreases. Females are more likely to have increased produce consumption, blacks less. Higher educated people are more likely to get four or more servings of produce, as well as those with a higher income. If you're on government assistance, that's related to getting less than four or more servings a day, as well as living alone. Owning a car is related to increased produce consumption, as well as with the number of shopping trips. And we've seen that seems to be coming up again and again with number of shopping trips. The more often you shop, the more likely you're to purchase and consume produce. And then self-rated health, that goes along with as your health worsens, you're less likely to eat produce consumption, or the other way around. We're not showing which direction we're going with this, just that they're associated. So finally, putting them all in a multivariate model, we can see the number of factors related together, and then controlling for the sociodemographic variables, what's related to increased produce consumption of four or more servings a day. And I said increasing age, but that's incorrect. It's just age. So as you increase in age, you're more likely to get fewer servings. But its age is related to four or more servings, and that is in a negative or inverse association, as well as being female to more servings and black with less servings. And as you rate your health better, you are likely to get higher servings, or four or more servings of fresh fruits and vegetables a day. And these are all significantly associated. Now, because we saw all this stuff with age and all these this change across the different age groups, we did examine all these interactions that age could have with these variables, but we didn't see any effect modification. So we saw that consistency of age group relationships across the age groups. So in summary, the consumption of 4 more servings of fruits and vegetables were associated with being female, white, well-educated, having a higher income, owning a car, and reporting excellent or very good health. Low produce consumption was related to lack of a car, poor health, but that's the same across all age groups, except we know those conditions are higher or more prevalent in older age groups. And yet, after controlling for all the sociodemographic factors, we still see age as being significantly related to reduced produce consumption. So we conclude by saying that increasing support systems and assistance with food purchasing might increase consumption of produce and possibly lead to improved quality of life for older adults. Thank you.